From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. And reports of violence are growing in the midst of anti-government demonstrations in the Middle East. In this part of the program, we'll head to the northern African country of Libya and to the Persian Gulf Kingdom of Bahrain. In Bahrain, in the city of Manama, troops used live ammunition to prevent demonstrators from returning to a public space called the Pearl Roundabout. That was the focal point of the protest until government forces took control of the area. Medical workers say at least 50 people were wounded, some critically. Bahrain's crown prince is calling for calm and dialogue. NPR's Peter Kenyon is there, and he has our report.
A crowd of mainly Shiite Bahrainis milled about after four long, emotional funerals for protesters killed yesterday. Some went home. Others headed for the Salmaniya Hospital, where wounded demonstrators have been treated. At a main intersection, the line of mourners-turned-demonstrators suddenly veered left, away from the hospital and toward Pearl Roundabout, where the security forces and military waited for them. By this time, the women had melted away, and the men advanced toward the roundabout chanting, "Salmiya, Salmiya, peaceful, peaceful." As the first rows of men neared the roundabout, it quickly became clear that the army was under orders to make sure they did not reclaim their would-be Tahrir Square. The crowd bolted back down the avenue, which offered very little cover. A man ran up warning that these weren't rubber bullets, but live ammunition fired by the Bahrain Defense Forces, or BDF, on its own citizens.
The BDF! This is not police! This is BDF from Bahrain!
A gray-haired man in a dark tunic with blood-smeared hands mimed how he had tried to apply pressure to a young man's skull after he took a bullet to the head. Another man, Syed Mohammed Kamal, struggled to explain in English what he'd seen, finally dropping to one knee and aiming an imaginary rifle to show how the soldiers faced the unarmed crowd.
There is many people here standing like this and shout, and from building also. Nobody no make anything. He said, tell me yes only.
Bahrain's king asked the crown prince, Sheikh Salman Al Khalifa, to start a nationwide dialogue with all parties in the kingdom, according to the official news agency. There was no immediate response from opposition parties. The shooting overshadowed a rare bright spot for the government. Earlier in the day, thousands of people turned out in support of the king outside Manama's Grand Mosque, not far from where the U.S. military base is located. This was a far more prosperous, mostly Sunni crowd. Many stayed in their flag-draped SUVs and honked. But others gathered to co-opt the anti-government chant, "The people want to bring down the government." This version, which sounds nearly identical, translates as, "The people want to support the government." A woman named Fawz spoke for many in the crowd when she said the protesters had gone too far. She also cited a state television report that claimed weapons had been found in the roundabout after it had been cleared out Thursday morning.
So it wasn't a peaceful protest. They were planning on doing something and they got caught. And the government allowed them to grieve and mourn the death of one of them, but enough is enough.
But the most respected Shiite cleric in Bahrain used his Friday prayer sermon to condemn the government crackdowns and to pose a stark choice for his followers.
We have come to a situation of choosing between full surrender to what the government wants and being absolute slaves to it, or risk massacre after massacre against us.
There are still those who hope for another alternative, one with a peaceful and satisfactory ending. But it's not clear what that would entail. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Manama, Bahrain.